Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Pity Martinique, the rest of the Eastern Caribbean, wherever you are. It's usually a joy to be with you once again. Inside Finance is here, and I'm happy and delighted to be with you again to talk with you what's happening in the government of Grenada, Caracou, and Pity Martinique, and what is happening exactly within the Ministry of Finance. We want to know, we want to understand, and inside the studio today with me is Mr. Timothy Antoine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. We have a number of questions, why Parliament is postponed, and other things. As you know, there are many things happening, including trying to look at where are we going for 2015. The first month has gone, January, and we want him to talk to us about where his government thus far. Take a word from our sponsors, we come right back. We begin our discussion here today, Inside Finance with Mr. Timothy Antoine.
One call does it all. All your basic construction needs. Backhoe, compressor, bobcat, and acrobrop services. Make one call. One call does it all. 443-2894 or 409-1533. For bobcat, backhoe, compressor, or acrobrop services, call One Call Construction Services. 443-2894 or 409-1533. Make it one call.
Welcome back. I'm Stanford Simon. With me is Mr. Timothy Antoine. Good day to you, Timothy.
Good day, Pastor Simon, and good day to all of you, all listeners.
Well, it's good to have you. I do hope you had a good week and you had a restful week, despite the many things that the year now starts, so I'm sure you have a lot going on.
Well, nothing restful about a week, but it was very productive.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Well, my first question to you, which is an important one, and we're all kind of wondering, the sitting of Parliament was postponed twice recently. Why? Can you tell us why that happened?
Well, normally I would not comment
on that. Or do you know why?
Yeah, well, normally I would not comment on the sittings of Parliament directly. I would leave that for other offices of the state. But the Ministry of Finance does have a very big interest in the sittings of Parliament, simply because we have a number of pieces of legislation, bills, laws, which we have to enact under the Homegrown Program. And so a lot of what is going to Parliament is, in fact, supported by the Ministry of Finance in respect of the preparation of these bills, the consultation on these bills, and of course working with the Attorney General and his team in the finalization of the drafting of those bills. As I understand it, and in fact, the reason for the postponement twice in January, both the 23rd and the 30th of January, has to do with the fact that there were three bills in particular that should have been going to Parliament that are not quite ready. And let me explain. If you look at the 2015 budget statement on the legislative agenda, you will see there, the Prime Minister spoke to that when he presented the budget at the end of November last year. There are three bills that are supposed to be going very early. One is on banking. The second is on the ECCB agreement. And the third is on an asset management company. So those are three bills that have to go to Parliament early. Now, these are regional bills. And for them to go through, we have to first of all get approval from the Monetary Council. The Monetary Council is the highest decision-making body of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. And it consists of ministers of finance, all of whom are prime ministers. That body, the Monetary Council, was scheduled to meet on the 22nd of January. Unfortunately, that meeting was postponed because the chairman of the council, Prime Minister Gonzalez, needed to take care of certain urgent matters at home. I think most of you know there was this very tragic car accident, vehicle accident involving a bus and students, school children. As a result, Prime Minister Gonzalez postponed his budget, which he did this week, last week. And a number of things were delayed because of his need to respond to that. Plus, a number of other prime ministers found the time difficult. So we cannot go to Parliament before the Monetary Council approves these bills. The bills are drafted, they've been discussed, we know what is in there, we have no difficulty with them, but the final sign-off has to happen at the level of the Monetary Council. The Monetary Council will now meet on the 10th of February. That's a new date for the Council. Prime Minister Mitchell is expected to attend. And once that Council approves those bills, then we will proceed with our Parliament, and certainly with the passage of those bills in the Grenada Parliament. The timeline that we had agreed at the level of the Monetary Council at the end of October was that all of these bills would be passed and enacted in countries by the end of February. So for us to do that, we were aiming to have them approved in January, early February latest, to meet the deadline. As a result of the delay with the Monetary Council meeting, clearly we're going to have to push that back a little bit. So while Grenada will try to get it done in February, I suspect we may end up in March for some countries. So that's the bottom line. That's the main reason for the delays. Those are the primary bills based on our timetable. Of course, we're working on other bills, and I can talk about that later on. But those three bills in particular from the central bank, those are the ones that have to go. And hopefully, once the council meets on the 10th of February, we'll then be able to proceed with enactment in Grenada.
Okay. Thank you. I understand the Prime Minister met with some investors this week to discuss energy. What more can you tell us about that meeting, and what are some of the things came out of the meeting, if you can tell us?
Yes, there was a group of investors led by Wes Edens, who is the chairman and CEO of Fortress Investment Group, and then also Chester LNG, which is an energy group. So they came to Grenada. They met with the Prime Minister in Washington while he was there recently. They then came down to Grenada to further talk. So they had talks with the Prime Minister. They met with us in the Ministry of Finance. They also met with Minister Bowen and a number of other senior government ministers to discuss the issue of energy and other investments. These are investors that come highly recommended. We other Caribbean countries with whom we've checked, these are people who are, you know, legit and have capacity to deliver on investments. In fact, Fortress is quite a significant player in the investment business. And the owner of that, of course, is a very high net worth individual. So we discussed a number of things in the Ministry of Finance. We discussed energy. They have an interest in seeing how they could bring renewables to Grenada. They have an interest in bringing LNG. This is liquefied natural gas, which is a cleaner gas than even what we use now, which is diesel. They have an interest in seeing the prices go down, price of electricity and other energy prices. And they're looking at certain possibilities. So that was one of the things that we discussed. Another thing we discussed with them was support for our agriculture. The gentleman, the same Wes Edens, he has connections and investments in very big agriculture value chains. So he put us in touch with one of his guys in Miami who deals with logistics. One of the big issues, for example, with us exporting soursop to the U.S., which we can do, is to make sure that we have the right connections, the right logistics, transportation, the safety, phytosanitary issues are taken care of so that we could get into the U.S. The reality is that Grenada could export all the soursop it can. In other words, the U.S. will take everything we can produce, assuming we maintain the standard, because we are one of the very few countries that are cleared by the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, to export to the U.S. So what he did was to put us in touch with his key guys in Miami who can really set us up in terms of logistics to move the product and that kind of thing. So Mr. James, who is the head of our Technical and Economic Cooperation Director, along with Mr. Ruel Edwards, who is the CEO of Marketing Board, they are now following up directly with that contact to see how we could get more of our source up and our agriculture products into the U.S. So, and those are just two areas. We talked about some other areas, but I'll highlight the energy and agriculture ones.
Mm-hmm. As we begin the new year, we think about it, 1 month in 2015 is over. How was the first month? What can you tell us? What's happening within the Ministry of Finance? So you can tell us, where are we gauging from what has happened thus far within the past month?
Well, I think the first thing that kind of surprises me but doesn't is that January is done. I mean, 2015 has just started, but 1 month is already finished. How time flies. So we've been working very hard in the Ministry of Finance on ensuring that we have clear plans and strategies to implement and meet our targets for 2015. So there have been a lot of internal meetings in the last few weeks, making sure we are clear on what we're doing and we manage into targets. So far, we are on good on a good track. Certainly, in terms of revenues, inland revenue met its target for January. I know that because they met it even before the end of the month. And in the case of customs, we will see what the final results came in. It looks a little tight, but we will see how they come in at the final hurdle. So we obviously have to keep our discipline, fiscal discipline. We have to keep our focus on ensuring that revenues are where they need to be, our expenditure is well controlled and managed, and that we do the things we said we would do under the homegrown program, like the reforms in legislation, whether it is the Electric Supply Act, whether it is the investment code, whether it is the reform, you know, the improvement of the public service, whether it's a pension thing. All of those things are plans we have for 2015. And as we go through the year with the program, we'll outline and highlight some of the big things that we're working on.
Mm. One of the things that keep coming up, I mean, a number of persons talk about it whenever they hear the word advisors. There's always issues with it. And last week, your ministry announced the appointment of two advisors. Tell us more about these appointments and what is the impact on Grenada and the Ministry of Finance?
Good. So we have two new advisors in the Ministry of Finance. Well, one is in Finance and Energy. His name is Michael A. Batiste. He's Trinidadian. He's worked throughout the Caribbean, and he is macroeconomic advisor. And Mr. Batiste's role is to support us on the homegrown program. He's an economist, a lot of experience in public policy. He will support us on the homegrown program. He will advise us on strengthening the public sector investment program. This is an area where we have to rebuild and strengthen in terms of the project management in the public service and ensuring that we have the right projects to stimulate economic growth and development. And he will also do a very important task, which is to mentor our young professionals in the policy unit. We have some talented people in the Ministry of Finance, but they also need additional support in terms of mentoring, experienced professionals who can guide them, to whom they can ask questions, they can receive support. And while, you know, I can do that occasionally and from time to time, I cannot do that on a full-time basis all the time. And one of his roles is to, in fact, do that on an ongoing basis. And he's already started that. So we believe that will be a very good way for capacity transfer, for knowledge transfer, for skills transfer, because he's going to be working very closely and is already doing so with the policy unit. So that's Michael A. Batiste. The second guy that we, and I should add, Michael's contract is funded by the UK.
Oh, so it's not the Grenada government
funding?
Not
the government of Grenada at all. It is funded by the United Kingdom and the British as part of their support for Grenada's homegrown program. And we're very delighted to have him. He was working in St. Kitts up to late last year. He did about 3 years there, did very good work in St. Kitts. But he's worked all throughout the Caribbean. And he's worked for the British, for the European Union, for the CDB, for the World Bank, for the IDB. Very experienced professional in the Caribbean.
And what's his name again?
Michael A. Batiste. Right? So that's Michael is in as macroeconomic advisor. The second advisor that we have is Dr. Clement Jackson. And Dr. Jackson is macroeconomic planner. And he is really and truly in the Ministry of Economic Development and Planning. Now, of course, we almost operate as one, and I am the permanent secretary in both ministries. But essentially, Dr. Jackson is Jamaican. He's worked in Africa. He's worked in the Caribbean, obviously Jamaica, Trinidad, and so on. And a very experienced guy. And he's funded by the Commonwealth Secretariat, the Commonwealth Fund for Technical Cooperation. So Dr. Jackson is now working with us on a number of things. First, he has experience in electricity reform and regulation in Jamaica. So he's working with us on electricity reform. He has experience in the planning area. So he's going to be working with us on the National Plan 2030. And he has expertise in some other areas. One of the areas we're focusing right now is improving Grenada's doing business ranking. How we ensure that the business climate is improved so that we could get more jobs, the private sector can operate more efficiently, the government can operate more effectively, and so on. So there are some key focus areas, and Dr. Jackson is doing that. So we're very pleased to have Michael and Clement, Dr. Jackson, on board at this particular time. And one of the things that we said throughout the homegrown program is that we will strengthen our capacity as we go. And we are getting our support to do that. So we've made requests. We've chosen these people. We believe they can help us. They happen to be Caribbean nationals, which is great. They understand the Caribbean well. And we're happy to have them on board at this time. I should also say, while it's not in the Ministry of Finance, the Governor of Grenada, and of course we were involved in that process, the Prime Minister also now has a senior policy advisor in his office to support him and the Cabinet. And his name is Mr. Brent Dock. He's Canadian, and he's funded by the Commonwealth Secretariat as well. And he is going to be working with us on the strategic plan, as well as some other very important initiatives of the government. So here we have some key professionals who've joined the team, and we believe that we'll be better for their presence.
Okay, well, you have heard that. Very interesting, very demanding task and the responsibility given in these advisors and other things. All right, take a word from our sponsors and we come right back. I'm speaking to Mr. Timothy Antwine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon, trying to cover as much question we can in within our half an hour. And so we take a word from our sponsors. We come back and I continue my discussion with him, wanting to know what's happening with the World Bank visit and all of that. All our listeners and supporters of the SGBC radio programs, you can now download the SGBC app on your Android phone. Go to the Play Store and get involved. Listen to some great music, great preaching, sermonette, testimonies. Great things happening at the SGBC Grenada.com, and the app is available to you. Go download it from the Play Store to your Android phone. SGBC. It is available to you, an app that you can use wherever you are. Music will be available to you wherever you are now. You do not have to wonder, where is the radio? Download it on your Android phone and carry it with you wherever you go. The SGBC app is available to you in the Play Store. Welcome back. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Mr. Timothy Antwine, Prominent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. And we're looking at a couple of things. Now, Mr. Timothy, I learned that you recently met with the leadership of Grenada Association of Investment and Financial Advisors and the Life Underwriters Association of Grenada. What did you discuss and what can you tell us about the benefit that would be brought to Grenada and the government?
Okay, so the association, the Grenada Association of Investment and Financial Advisors and the Life Underwriters Association of Grenada reached out to me a couple weeks ago and requested a meeting to discuss some important issues. And so I was, you know, I acceded to their request, and we met last week, headed by Mr. Timothy Redhead, who I think is the president, and a lot of the senior insurance leaders. And basically, they wanted to open up a dialogue with government about how we can work together to strengthen insurance in Grenada, and by implication, strengthen the economy. Recognize that insurance is an important part of the financial sector, as is credit unions, as is banks, and so on, and that we need to make sure that we work together for the benefit of the country. So we one of the things that we decided in the meeting is that we will set up an advisory body to the government. So I will shortly approach the cabinet through, obviously, the minister, and get approval for the establishment of an advisory group on these issues. And they will be represented. They will be part of that committee to give guidance on policy issues to shape, because we need to see insurance and credit union as key players in the economy. and we need to give them more and more importance in terms of the dialogue. For example, we meet with the Bankers Association regularly, the Ministry of Finance, the Minister of Finance. We need to make sure that we meet regularly with those groups as well to engage them. We do have meetings from time to time, but we want to have it more structured, more formal, and to make sure we're working on an agenda that moves us forward together. They also raised with me, they wanted updates on the British American and CLECO situation. And we spoke for quite a while on that. And in a future program, I could give more details. Suffice it to say at this time that we've paid out over $100 million to policyholders across the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union. As you know, I've been very involved in that work. We are waiting on a further disbursement so that we could make a further payment. But I can speak about the Grenada-specific situation maybe on a future program. And so those are some of the things we discussed. We agreed to meet on a regular basis to move the agenda forward. And I was happy to receive them because I thought, I think there's mutual benefit to us working together for Grenada this time.
Okay. A team from the World Bank visited Grenada this week to help Grenada with its tourism product, for which we know Pure Grenada and has been the rebranding and trying to get Grenada going with sandals in, more flights in. What help is being considered and what are the things that government looking at? How can the World Bank help us in marketing Grenada or creating the product that we think that is important to us and for us?
Right. Tourism is our largest foreign exchange earner. But the truth is that tourism developed in many Caribbean countries, Grenada included, in a sort of ad hoc manner by the private sector. It was not planned. And it is only subsequently that we've sort of been attempting to bring more planning frameworks to how we develop our tourism industry. The reality is that when you look at the numbers, tourism in the Caribbean is falling behind the rest of the world. So our market share compared to the tourism is growing globally. And of course, Grenada had a very good year last year. We had the highest growth in the Caribbean last year. But when you look at the region, the Caribbean region, you look at the OECS, we're not going as fast as the rest of the world. So that's a competitiveness issue. It means that we are too high priced and our service is not good enough, right? Our service, comparatively speaking, that does not mean we don't have great service in some hotels, but it means on average, compared to the rest of the world, we're falling behind in terms of quality and in terms of competitiveness. The idea of having the World Bank come this week was to develop a project for the OECS, of which Grenada is a key member, that would help us to improve our competitiveness in tourism. Let me give you a couple specifics. The OECS accounts for about 5.2% of all arrivals in the Caribbean. Only 5.2%. And that number is falling in relative terms. In terms of receipts, the OECS only gets 4.8% of total tourism spending in the Caribbean. We need to increase that. We have a situation where for every one tourist that stays, we have about 2.5 that comes by cruise. But the reality is that the average cruise ship visitor will spend $50 in Grenada. The average. So obviously some spend a lot less, some spend more. But on the stayover side, $1,000. You see the difference between cruise visitors and stayover. So although we want cruise, they're useful, and we want to see more cruise, but the truth is that stayover is where the value and the dollars are in terms of coming into the economy. So we have to convert more of these stayover into these cruise visitors into stayover visitors. To do that, there are several issues with our tourism right now. One is that, strictly speaking, we do not have a very diversified tourism product. If you come to the country, it's the same thing you've seen over and over. If you're a regular visitor, we've not done enough diversification of the product, what we're offering. Because to get them to spend, they have to see something or they have to do something. And the problem is in the past is that, Annadale and Granitang, but it's only so much you could go and see those things and, you know, how much is there to spend when you go there? So you have to expand the offering. So one of the issues is the product is not sufficiently diversified. There's not enough things to see, do, and spend when you come to Grenada right now. Secondly, is the issue of connectivity. It is too difficult to get to Grenada by airlift. And not just going to the Caribbean. It is easier, we say it all the time, it is easier to go to Miami than New York than it is to get into the Caribbean. Our connections are not great, even though we are improving our lift. That is an issue. And three, our service quality is not up to standard. It is relatively poor compared to other competitors, whether it is a Thailand or it is the Maldives or it is, we have issues with service quality. So we have to improve those areas. So one of the things the World Bank team was looking at us this week is what areas in Grenada we could improve in terms of the tourism product. And one of the things that we're really focusing on now is the fort. Our forts represent very important economic opportunities, which up until now we have not tapped. If you look at Fort George, both in terms of ancient history and modern history, there's a lot that can be offered on Fort George for tourists who they would pay. But we do not have the services up there. So we have to sort out this issue of the police, the use of the fort, and how we're going to convert that product into something that is not just highly valued, but that can bring in a lot of revenue and create jobs for the country. So that is an example of what they're looking at. So they're going to give us advice on how we could develop, for example, the fort, to give you an example. They're going to help us to look at how we could get more offerings in the area of our nature and culture. When you go around the countryside in Grenada, there are a lot of possibilities there for tourism, nature-based, culture-based tourism, but they need to be developed. And we have to invest more in that area. So marketing of the country is important, but when they arrive, what are they doing? What are they spending on? What are they seeing? We need to create more opportunities. So that is really what the World Bank team was in Grenada working on this week.
All right, we're almost out of time, but my final question to you, I want to see if I get it in here. The energy in Grenada is the most expensive in the Caribbean in many ways. I understand a new electricity supply law is being discussed within government. What more can you tell us about this law?
Right now, in government, we are looking at a draft electricity supply law. So we have a draft, and we've been discussing it. I've spent at least 6-8 hours this week already on that with various senior government people and our team. We have some technical support externally in terms of helping us draft and so on. Bottom line is that our current Electricity Supply Act is 1994. It makes no provision for regulation. It makes no provision for renewables. And that's the problem. And we all know the high costs. We all know how it affects business, how it affects households, how it affects tourism, how it is affecting Grenada's ability to attract investment. So we are working on a new law that is a priority in terms of the legislative agenda. We are planning to have a national consultation on the Electricity Supply Act, the new law, on the 25th of February this year. So you will hear more on that shortly. And we will share with the nation what our plans are in terms of the new law. Obviously, we get feedback from the nation and the various stakeholders on the draft, and then we will proceed to Parliament. So that is a big work in progress right now. We'll be working on the weekend on it. It's a lot of work, but it's very important for the economy of Grenada that we get a new Electricity Supply Act passed.
Okay. Any final thoughts to conclude?
Well, just to say that we off and running. The year has started with a bang, lots going on. And we want to continue to work very hard with all of our partners, both domestic and external, to achieve our goals. I want to say that this program is something that we give very high priority to. And if you have any questions on any things that you've heard on the program, anything that I have said, anything that any of my colleagues have talked about, please feel free to send us questions. And what we will do is to the following week or as soon as possible thereafter, we'll answer your direct questions. So we want to encourage the public to increasingly provide us with questions and general feedback on the program. If there are areas perhaps you think we ought to focus on that we have not focused on, we're happy to look at those and see if we can accommodate those in the program. And thank you very much. The email address for the Ministry of Finance, financegrenada@gmail.com. financegrenada@gmail.com. And some people say finance. financegrenada@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Mr. Timothy Antoine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance and Energy. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. This has been another program of Inside Finance right here. Join us here next week at the same time when we do this all over again. It's always a joy to talking to Mr. Timothy Antoine. Do a great job at it. And as we continue to support and give you information to ensure that you know what's happening across Grenada, Carcrow and Pitimonic. Thank you so much. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Wish you a blessed week.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.